Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer in talks to testify about Biden's alleged $10 million Ukraine bribe. By Wendell Hasebo on June 16, 2023. Hunter Biden's former business partner Devin Archer is in talks to comply with the House Oversight Committee's subpoena regarding his knowledge of the Biden family's alleged $10 million Ukraine bribe and additional Biden family business transactions. On Monday, the House Oversight Committee requested Archer testify Friday, but he is instead negotiating a later deposition, a source familiar with the situation told Breitbart News. Archer, a Biden family business associate and Hunter's best friend in business, was in legal trouble in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity and was ordered to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims. Prior to his arrest, Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer was also photographed playing golf with then-Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, in 2014. In 2016, Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest. Archer was by Hunter's side for decades. They attended Yale together in the late 1990s. Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign, where he connected with his college classmate Chris Hines, Kerry's stepson and another Biden family business partner. Archer was an intricate member of the Biden family business. Some of his largest deals involved Bohai Harvest, an entity controlled by Chinese state-owned interests. Breitbart News reported. A little backstory: in December 2013, Hunter Biden helped start a Chinese private equity fund called Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. The American partners held their interests in the company through a shell company called Rosemont Seneca Thornton. Senate investigators later revealed that Yelena Batorina, the billionaire ex-wife of Moscow's longtime mayor, transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton on February 14, 2014, raising concerns about Hunter Biden's possible relationship with the Russian oligarch. In 2019, Hunter told Archer he was a part of the Biden family and the price of power was being persecuted. Every great family is persecuted, prosecuted in the U.S. You are part of a great family, not a sideshow, not deserted by them even in your darkest moments, he said. That's the way Bidens are different and you are a Biden. It's the price of power. Related, Grassley, foreign national and alleged Biden bribery scheme has insurance policy recordings of Joe and Hunter. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.